Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Today we're talking about retirement plan credits and due dates, and specifically credits and due dates for those that are looking to start a retirement plan in their small business. And as many people have known, if you've been a listener for a while, you've been watching the podcast for a while, our preferred partner for anything business retirement planning is Life Inc. Retirement Services. And we brought Matt Ruttenberg back on the show to do a three-part mini-series. And we're going to start again today with tax credits for business-related retirement plans, along with some due dates that you need to be aware of. Then we're going to next week talk about retirement plan options for those with no employees outside of the owners. And then we're going to finalize this mini-series with an episode on retirement plans that are available to those of you that have employees. So Matt, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Mike, thank you so much for having me back on. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I think this episode is going to be somewhat shocking to a few people. We talk to people every single day, new potential clients, and a lot of them still don't realize that these tax credits are available. They were introduced last year in 2023 under the Secure 2.0. It was kind of a revamp of Secure 1.0 that introduced a few more than the traditional. It was $500 per plan previous to 2019. And then Secure 1.0 introduced a startup tax credit that was about $250 per employee, up to half of your out-of-pocket expenses. And then in the 11th hour of 2022, Secure 2.0 was passed. I don't even want to say 10x'd it. It more than 10x'd the tax credits that are available, because I'm seeing plans that are well into the five digits of tax credits, depending on how many employees they have. So first, let's kind of talk about who qualifies for these, and then we'll get into the individual credits and how much you can actually get out of this. And we can even do an example of a company that has an opportunity for tax credits. So first, you have to have employees. You have to have non-highly compensated employees. And the term non-highly compensated means anyone who's not an owner or related to the owner, and anyone who makes under $155,000 per year for 2024. So that is considered a qualified group plan. Can't have more than 100 employees. So any company less than 100 of those employees. And then you have to start the plan in 2023 or later. Now, let's say you had a plan previously to 2023. As long as you had it shut down for 3 years consecutively prior to that, then you would also qualify.
Awesome. And one thing that I kind of want to mention is, and this is something that you touched on too, but if you're listening to this and you don't have a retirement plan set up for your business and you have employees and you kind of qualify for some of those few different items that Matt mentioned, this is a great opportunity, because not only is having a retirement plan a good benefit to offer your employees, I think that every business with employees should have a retirement plan of some sort. But now the government is giving such a big incentive for those businesses that don't have those plans yet to open those plans. And so hopefully this is kind of that final kick to say, yeah, I know we should have been having a retirement plan. I know we should have been doing this. But now you have this huge opportunity with tax credits to kind of open that door. And you're right, Matt. I've been talking to business owners, and so many business owners are opening up retirement plans without even knowing about these tax credits. Yeah. So I think this is such a vital episode to open up those eyes to say, okay, not only is retirement planning good and good to have in your business, but let's also talk about, as the business owner, so many opportunities on the tax credit side that are now open to them. So I'll kind of let you kind of kick in that door now and saying, okay, what are those tax credits? What are the tax credits that are available to people that meet those qualifications? They're starting a group plan and it doesn't include highly compensated employees.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with what was here prior to 2.0, right? It was under Secure 2.0, excuse me. It's the startup credit. We also call them administration credits or they're out-of-pocket expense credits. So this goes back, that's that $250 per non-highly compensated employee, up to a cap of $5,000 per year for the first 3 years. Okay. So that's up to, what is that? I guess that's $15,000 total for the first 3 years. And it's basically going to offset up to 100% of your out-of-pocket expenses. And this will go straight flat for 3 years. This can cover your administration costs, your actual startup costs, like it's called. So any implementation fees, any record keeper fees, anything like that, that offsets those costs. Now, the next one is called auto enrollment. This is also around on Secure 1.0. They're taking this a little bit more serious. You can kind of see where the IRS and the government is getting to. They need people and want people to start saving for their own retirement. So that's why these have been implemented. And now this one is, it's the auto enrollment tax credit. It's a flat $500. And again, 2023 and beyond. Now, this basically means you have to create an opt-out plan instead of an opt-in plan. So meaning your employee needs to say, I want to do 0% contributions instead of 3, 4, or 5, 6. And otherwise, it's an assumed, usually it's a 3% assumed auto enrollment. And when you do that, you get a flat $500 on top of it for the first 3 years. So between the $5,000, that's $5,500 that goes towards any out-of-pocket expenses to offset 100% of your out-of-pocket expenses for the first 3 years. So those are the two that will cover the cost to the employer to just have the plan going. This covers 401ks and simple IRAs as well. Usually simple IRAs don't have any administration costs though.
Now, and Matt, just to confirm, These are kind of total to start that plan, not a per employee type credit, correct?
So the auto enrollment is 500 flat. It's not per employee. Excuse me. Thanks for asking that. But yeah, it's a $500 flat to have that auto enrollment feature on there. Now that is going to be mandatory in 2025. That's also under Secure 2.0. So auto enrollment for plans that started in 2023 and beyond will be mandatory to have an auto enrollment feature on there. So for now, we have $500. I don't know if it's going to extend past that. Probably will at this point. But we are basically saying, why not take that extra $500? And it's just about communication with your employees to make sure they really, truly understand that they need to opt out instead of opt in. So that's super important.
Excellent.
So the next one is brand new for Secure 2.0. It's the contribution credit. This one is where you can get deep into the five digits for these kind of tax credits. And this is how this works. So it's $1,000 per employee that earns under $100,000 or less. Okay. So under $100,000 per year. All right. So not necessarily just the non-highly compensated. So just these are for folks under the $100,000 mark. So it's $1,000 per one of those employees to offset the match or the contribution from the employer. Now that goes up to 50 employees. Okay. So from 1 to 50, it's a straight $1,000 and that'll taper down over 5 years. Okay. Then it disappears after 5 years. Now for employees above 50 to 100, right? So as long as you have under 100 employees, but over 50, it decreases that amount by 2% per employee over the 50. So for example, if you have 51 employees, it's going to be 2% less on that $1,000, basically for all the employees. And then that gradually, as you can kind of do that math, as you get closer and closer to 100, it disappears and phases out. That works on the contribution credit. So if you have, I guess we can do a very quick case study, if you will. So if you have 15 total employees that are in the plan, and let's say you have 12 that are non-highly compensated, and all 12 of those are earning under $100,000, you're going to be getting $11,500 total between all three of these tax credits. And then it's going to slowly taper down over the next 5 years. So very substantial to be able to offset that.
This episode is brought to you by Taxome. At Taxome, we understand that saving taxes can be complex and overwhelming for business owners. That's why we're here, to be that tax strategist in your back pocket, ensuring that you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. With Taxome, you receive a tax savings blueprint tailored to your business needs, unlimited access to our team of tax experts, and an annual one-on-one live consultation. You'll also have access to our comprehensive training with videos, downloads, templates, workbooks, guides, and so much more, along with our monthly live trainings to keep you informed and in control. Thousands of business owners across the country trust Taxome. It's time you did too. Visit us now and take that first step towards paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. There has never been a better time to join Taxome. Do not forget about our 30-day money-back guarantee. We guarantee that we will present tax saving strategies that will, at a minimum, cover the cost of your subscription fee or your money back. This is your risk-free invitation to explore the benefits of Taxome membership and how it can transform your approach to tax planning and savings. Go to taxelm.com. That is T-A-X-E-L-M ELM.com. Now back to the show.
Yeah, and I think when you think of sometimes these tax credits and in different items like this, especially in the retirement accounts, a lot of times you're thinking, yeah, this is just for the big dogs. Like, this is for the big employers. This is probably not something we're going to qualify in, so not, why even go down that route? The example you gave there was 15 employees with 12 being non-highly compensated. That's not a big business. That's so many people are listening to this, and that dollar amount is not just kind of loose change. That's $11,000, almost $12,000 that's available in tax credits, money that the government is incentivizing you to do. And so that's why I absolutely love this idea. And so when we talk about tax strategies and everything being a business owner, like you mentioned, the government oftentimes gives us the opportunity to implement these tax strategies. Why is the government doing that? Because it's incentivizing people to do certain things. The government incentivizes people to invest in real estate. Thus, you get some really big tax breaks when you invest in real estate. In this case, the government wants employers to fund retirement accounts. They want to have their workforce, the government wants the workforce to be having retirement accounts set up separately from just depending on, say, Social Security, because who knows where that's going to be. And this is the government's way of saying, hey, we can't necessarily set up these retirement accounts for U.S. citizens. So what we're going to do is we're going to encourage employers to do it. And by our way of doing that is to incentivize them in the form of tax credits. And I think it's important to also understand is that the government doesn't necessarily go out and advertise this type of stuff. Sure, it's in law. And if you go on the IRS website, it's there. But the government isn't sending letters out to every business owner that doesn't have a retirement plan to let them know about these tax credits. And that's why we wanted to have Matt onto the show here, because this is our opportunity to say the government, we know the government is offering this incentive. Now it's our job. My job is a podcast. So Matt's job as helping businesses find the right retirement account. It's our job to let those business owners know what's available. And that's exactly what we're doing there again. So Matt, just to kind of wrap up this tax credit thing, just give a quick high level overview of each of the three different tax credits that are available to business owners with those that are starting plans in 2023 under 100 employees and not considering highly compensated employees.
Yep, absolutely. So we're going to start with the auto enrollment, which is a straight $500 for the first 3 years. Then we have the startup credit, and that's $250 per non-highly compensated employee. So anyone under $155,000 per year and then not ownership. That's also a flat 3 years. So those two combined there offset your out-of-pocket expenses for the plan. Then you have that contribution credit that is going to help offset any match or contribution that you give to your employee up to $1,000 per person. And that will gradually, that's flat for the first 2 years and then gradually depletes over a total of five. So substantial tax credits over 5 years of having your first 401k plan for your company.
Love it. And as I kind of mentioned in the beginning, I think that this is just that cherry on top. I think that every business owner should be thinking about retirement plans. If you don't have one set up, you should be looking into what is the right retirement plan. Let's get that rolling. Not only as a benefit to yourself as the owner, but also a benefit to your employees and really a great and easy opportunity to help fund those retirements of your employees. And now this is just that extra cherry on top, something we didn't have. We were still encouraging retirement plans just as much before these credits were available. But now we have that extra cherry on top to say, now is the time. Now is that opportunity to do it. Now, when we talk about retirement plans, Matt, I think that there's a few due dates that we need to be conscious of and really be thinking about from a business owner standpoint. So what are some of those due dates that are important for business owners to know and understand?
Yep, absolutely. And there's a lot here. I'm going to try to keep it as easy as I can. So there's, first of all, the Safe Harbor 401k and the Simple IRA. This is like the first deadline of the year, if you want to look at it this way. So starting, let's say, in January, and then throughout we're going to go month by month here. But the first one is really October 1st. And that is when the Safe Harbor, any Safe Harbor or Simple IRAs, those are due for that current year. Okay. So you have to get those implemented by October 1st for the current year that you want to get the plan started. If you miss that, you have to move on to January 1st for the following year. Okay. So Safe Harbors and Simples. Traditional 401ks, this is where you don't have those pre-approved matching investing schedules. There's a lot more annual testing involved. That is for the employee contribution, that $23,000 per year. That is, and the plan would need to be started by December 31st. Okay. And keep in mind, every one of these plans needs to have a 30-day notice to your employees. So that backs those dates up by 30 days. So September 1st for the safe harbor at the very latest. And it takes a few weeks, maybe another month to get the plan actually going. So you kind of have to back into these. I usually say 60 days, make your decision 60 days prior to these deadlines to make sure you hit these deadlines and get them up and running in time. Okay, so that's like the current year, right? Now let's talk about what happens after the first of the year. So we get a lot of employers who are asking, can I do something for 2023, right? Can I do something for the prior year? And the answer is yes. You can implement a plan up until the day you file. This is only for 401k plans, mind you. Okay. So not simples. Simples are October 1st only. So 401k plans, you can implement for the previous year up until the day you file, including extensions. You have to file an extension, but your employer contribution. So your any match or contribution that you want to give to your employees, and then your profit sharing contributions, cash balance plans are always considered the employer contribution. So that means it comes directly from the corporate account into your employees and your retirement account. And that is due, again, up until the day you file. Now, there's a few outliers now starting for Secure 2.0. And the first one here is solo 401ks. In the first year of implementation for a solo 401k, this is only for sole proprietors and filing as a Schedule C, right? You actually have now that employee portion, which generally is due by 12/31, December 31st, is now due the same as the employer contribution. So the entire solo 401k is now due up until the day you file, including extensions, for the first year only of solo 401k plans. That means no employees whatsoever. And you can't be you can't file as an S corp. So Schedule C, sole proprietors, that's due now after the 12/31 deadline. So that's brand new. Now, one that actually has been, that was also implemented actually, is the simple IRA, right? So before is October 1st, but a lot of people want to move from your simple IRA to a 401k. They want to graduate because maybe higher contribution limits, or they want to have a little bit more control of vesting and things like that. Before that, it had to be on January 1st. But now, starting this year, 2024, you are now allowed to do that mid-year, which has been a huge pain point trying to get that. You have to do a 60-day notice. Now it's mid-year, and then they just prorate the two different contribution limits between the two. It's been a huge headache trying to just navigate that. And it's a big deterrent on people starting with that simple IRA. And I think that's why they did that. Because yeah, it's okay to start with the simple. You don't have to go all in with a 401k, and that is brand new for 2024, and we absolutely love it. And the final outlier, which a lot of people don't know this, I'm going to kind of go back to my safe harbor October 1st deadline, right? One of the options is a non-elective 3%, meaning you give 3% to everybody, regardless if they contribute or not, as long as they're eligible. Okay, now, if you increase that to 4% instead of a 3% contribution to your employees for under the non-elective option, you can miss that October 1st deadline. Mm. You can actually push that all the way back to the day you file. So we will implement, for example, a plan in April, and we want to do a 2023 deduction. We will actually do 3% to all the, or 4% to all the employees. And then the whatever profit sharing, if at all, if we want to do that too, that also counts. So if you're filing it as an S corp, then September, sometimes October, depending on how you're doing that. And yeah, that is a very unknown rule, and we actually do that quite a bit with some more advanced planning options.
Love that. So kind of what I'm gathering is that, generally stating, let's get after this now. If you're listening to this now and you're like, "Yep, I think I love the tax credits idea. I've wanted to do a retirement plan in place. I'm going to do it anyways." Take action now, because then, you know what, if you're listening to this now and you contact Matt now and say, "Hey, I'm ready," you don't have to worry about any of these due dates that Matt just mentioned. But the nice thing is that there is opportunity. There is time. If you've waited, if you're going to plan to wait, if you want to kind of test some things out, understand kind of where your situation is, or if you are self-employed and you're just going to wait, you don't really know where money's going to be, money flow is going to be, you want to wait till next year anyways, there are some opportunities available to that. Matt, I think that this has been incredible. Again, the eye-opener idea behind this is that, one, retirement planning is so important for small business owners, But now the government gives us even more of an incentive to do it. And so if you're looking to open up a retirement plan and you don't have one set up already, there's never been a better time to do so. And so definitely take that time now to take advantage of the tax credits, while at the same time giving such a good benefit to your employees and even yourself as an owner potentially. So now is the time to do that. Keep in mind these due dates when you want to start setting this up. Don't drag your feet on this. I would say just take action on this, especially if you have employees. If you're self-employed, you have some opportunity, you have some time potentially. But if you have employees, don't drag your feet on this. Just get after it. Get it set up. It's going to make your employees happy. You're going to be receiving tax credits for it. Take action now to kind of get that done. So Matt, any final kind of parting thoughts on this idea of retirement plan tax credits as well as due dates?
I think you covered it. And I just to reiterate, don't wait until September 15th. Don't wait till September 1st even. It takes, again, roughly 45 to 60 days to implement these plans. And that's after you've made the decision, right? So let's start having these conversations and just start looking into it. You can even slowly drip throughout the year and see what's going on. But understanding these deadlines and knowing how long it really does take to get these going is a really important piece to note.
Excellent. And so for those of you that are saying, I love the idea and I'm ready to go, but I don't know what plan's the right plan for me. Tune into next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about retirement plan options for businesses with no employees. And then the week after that, we're going to be talking about retirement plan options for those of you that have employees. So that we're going to kind of break down, dig deeper into the exact plans and what plan you should probably be leaning towards. Either way, if you're ready to connect with Matt, you can reach out to him. You can reach out to us. We can get you an introduction to him. They also have a website available for us. If you go to lifeincrs.com and then do tax-savings-podcast. You can find a page there specific to podcast listeners, and you can also get directed, connect right with Matt and his team, and they'll kind of go through which plan's available to you. Matt and his team has been incredible for our listeners, for our TaxHelm members, as they've just been an opportunity to connect with business owners and guide them in the direction that they need to when it comes to retirement planning. So Matt, thanks again for joining us, and I will see both you and the listeners next week when we continue this discussion on retirement planning.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.